Sometimes you need to get knocked down before you can really figure out what your fight is and how you need to fight it. Throughout ancient times, institutions of learning have been built on top of hills to convey that great struggle is required to achieve degrees of enlightenment. Each of you had your own unique difficulties with the hill. For some of you, the challenge was actually academics. When you hear the words magna cum laude, you know that's not you. That's not you. You worked hard, you did your best, but you didn't make A's or B's, sometimes C's. You never made the dean's list, but that's okay. You're here on top of the hill. And I want to say something to that. You know, sometimes your grades don't give a real indication of what your greatness might be. So it really is okay. For others, it was financial. You and your family struggled to make ends meet every semester of your matriculation. You had to stand in one line to get to another line, to get to another line for somebody that might help you. You had to work an extra job or two, but you're here. For a lot of you, not all, but a lot of you, your hardest struggle was social. Some of you never fit in. You were never as cool and as popular as you wanted to be, and it bothers you. So your social struggles here became psychological. Even though you made it up the hill, you carry the baggage of rejection with you, but you're here. Or some of you went through something traumatic. You made it to the top of the hill, but not without scars and bruises. Some of you fit in too much. You were on the yard rapping on your frat block when you were supposed to be in class. Or you got caught up in the DC party life. You carried the baggage of too much acceptance. When completing a long climb, one first experiences dizziness, disorientation, and shortness of breath due to the high altitude. But once you become accustomed to the climb, your mind opens up to the tranquility of the triumph. Oftentimes, the mind is flooded with realizations that were for some reason harder to come to when you were at a lower elevation. At this moment, most of you need some realizations, because right now you have some big decisions to make. Right now, I urge you, in your breath, in your eyes, in your consciousness, invest in the importance of this moment and cherish it. I know, savor the taste of your triumphs today. Don't just swallow the moment whole without digesting what has actually happened here. Look down over what you conquered and appreciate what God has brought you through.
People want to know how to stop the laziness, and they want to know how to stop the procrastination. And they have some idea in their head, some kind of a vision of what they want to do, but they don't know where to start. They don't know where to start it. They don't know where to start.
And I think most people that are miserable, or that are really like dying to be great and dying to have more, we want to change. We want to live a better life. We want to create more for our families. We want to be happier. The desire is there.
Just do it. Just pick up a camera and start shooting something. Don't wait to be asked, because nobody's going to ask you. And don't wait for the perfect conditions, because they'll never be perfect. It's a little bit like having a child. If you wait until the right time to have a child, you'll die childless. And I think filmmaking is very much the same thing. You just have to take the plunge and just start shooting something. Even if it's bad, you can always hide it, but you will have learned something.
Wisdom uninvested in labor is wasted. Attitude, even the highest of attitude, which is faith. Faith uninvested is wasted, produces nothing. So the name of the game is not faith. The name of the game is not philosophy. The name of the game is to put faith and philosophy into activity so that it starts making progress.
So if you want to make real progress, then you really got to look at your life in a different way. You got to say, I got to take control of this process and not just hope it's going to work out like people do who make a resolution.
Being able to make the right choices in your life, being able to go down the right path and not the wrong path. And even if you make that mistake and find yourself in a position that you really didn't want to be in, don't be so hard on yourself. As long as you had the right mindset and the right intent, you can learn from that and build from that and continue to push forward and move on.
Every day, making yourself stronger and faster and more flexible and healthier.
Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward. Every failed experiment is one step closer to success. You've got to take risks, and I'm sure you've probably heard that before, but I want to talk to you about why that's so important. You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something. There's no doubt about it. And I know that's probably not a traditional message for a graduation ceremony, but hey, I'm telling you, embrace it, because it's inevitable. And I should know. In the acting business, you fail all the time. Early on in my career, I auditioned for a part in a Broadway musical. Perfect role for me, I thought, except for the fact that I can't sing. I didn't get the job. But here's the thing. I didn't quit. I didn't fall back. I walked out of there to prepare for the next audition, and the next audition, and the next audition. I prayed. I prayed. And I prayed. But I continued to fail, and fail, and fail. But it didn't matter, because you know what? There's an old saying, you hang around the barbershop long enough, sooner or later you're going to get a haircut. So you will catch a break, and I did catch a break. Last year, I did a play called Fences on Broadway. But here's the kicker. It was at the Court Theater. It was at the same theater that I failed that first audition 30 years prior. The point is, every graduate here today has the training and the talent to succeed. But do you have the guts to fail? If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
Nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible. You can begin again. You can believe God again. You can trust again. You can be successful. You can overcome your addictions. You can heal. You can feel alive again. This is when you realize that those things are possible, you are getting a breakthrough. So, I want to encourage you right now, don't give in, go for it. Don't give up, don't throw in the towel. And even if your back is up against the wall, even if you are on the ropes and you are receiving a rope-a-dope financially, listen, you got to fight back. You don't get in life what you want. You get what you fight for. And when you decide that my future, my health, my marriage, my freedom, my happiness, my joy, my peace, my children is worth fighting for, you are securing your breakthrough.